This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A last night, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door.
I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press and one of your little drills you had, and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event.
The idea that when you're being attacked for delivering an idea or an investigating something, that might be a sign that you're on the right track.
9/11 was real. Planes flew into the Pentagon and flew into the World Trade Center's tower 1 and 2. A large projectile hit the Pentagon and 2 planes hit the towers. And I studied it and made 5 films, written a book about it, and interviewed NSA top people and CIA and firefighters and police that were there. And it happened.
Out of this, you will see a reengineering of American society. I believe in the next few years, you will see even larger attacks, perhaps even biological, chemical, or nuclear. Biological being the worst of the three, obviously.
When we exposed the fact that there were anomalies and cover-ups and a stand-down, the media said, Alex Jones says nobody died of 9/11 and that no plane said it. That was a minority of people seeing holograms that were put out there, we later learned, most of them by the CIA, it came out, to discredit the whole movement. And later there were even articles in the National Post in Canada where they admitted that leftist professors had gone out and done that because they thought it would damage the view of government. And so they thought it was the best thing to do was cover it up. So what do you do when I'm pointing out, hey, the head of the Labor Department, Transportation Department, said they were in the bunker and saw Dick Cheney order the stand down, told Congress that.
During the time then, the airplane coming in to the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand? And the vice president turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
So why am I talking about coronavirus and 9/11? 9/11 was real. It killed 3,000 people. It was a new Pearl Harbor. Radical Islam is real. They do attack people. They were involved. Piggybacked on the Islamists planning it were a bunch of shadowy agencies and globalist operations that ordered a stand down and put bombs in the buildings and put bombs in Building 7 that was the second largest CIA headquarters in the world after Langley, Virginia. And I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management. And a week later, he was dead. He said, yeah, there were bombs. They told us. They were on the news saying, we're going to blow up Building 7. And then interviewed cops that said, yeah, it was over the Red Cross radios. Get back. They're going to blow up Building 7. And then the media spun it that I said cops blew it up. Then about 6 years later, the globalists don't even think. BBC and all of them start releasing on 9/11 the archives of the full day. And guess what? CBS, CNN, BBC, ABC, NPR, I made a film about it. I have it all in there. It's like 30 minutes of film. All announced that the government's going to blow up Building 7.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning.
COVID-19. 9/11 on steroids. The report goes on. It's posted at Bandog Video and NewsWars.com. And you see them blow up Building 7 and admit they blew it up, then later say it's a conspiracy theory. Stay with us for the biggest news ever. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality, storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Chronicling the incredible era that we all live in as the future destiny of humanity is charted. The 236 days out from the historic critical election. And just a few weeks out from total, complete, absolute coronavirus hysteria setting in. All perfectly plotted, all perfectly prepared by the Chi-Coms and the globalists. A man-made bioweapon rolled out that does kill people, is highly communicable. But the push and the propaganda and the precedent set by Chi-Coms, now globalist-run Italy, the control corporate media, the big tech companies, is to run in abject lemming-like fear off the edge of a cliff. If you were sitting in a coffee shop on a Monday morning at 8 a.m. about to go to work, you saw 20 people running down the street saying, they've got guns, they're killing everyone, run, get out of here, help! You would get up and you would look down the street and you'd go for shelter because it's the knowledge of the crowd. Just like if you've got a bunch of deer out of a watering hole and one's drinking, the others are looking, and one sees a mountain lion about 20 yards away in the tall grass. That deer runs. The others know it wouldn't be running if there wasn't some reason. So it bolts. All our instincts are like that. It bolts. That's why crows always fly in pairs, because they're, while one's eating and doing something or drinking, the other's watching. And they fly in larger groups, always in pairs, because hawks and owls kill them. And so you'll see a crow fly down to drink, but always sitting on a tree. Another one lands, and then they sit. He flies down and drinks. The other one flies back up. The other flies down and drinks. And if you get up while you're fishing from your chair, even 50 yards away, 100 yards away, 200 yards away, to go get another beer or whatever out of your cooler, and the other one flies and goes in a circle, and then they have a discussion. That's our instincts. That's how we're designed. And so when you see people being welded into their homes and women being shot in the head at checkpoints and all of this craziness, and the media 6 weeks ago was like, this is good to weld people in their homes. It's good to shoot women in the head at checkpoints. It's good that Russia and India and all these countries have said no flights from China. But then we do it, and the media says Trump's evil, America's bad, and China says so, and the UN does. And I said, oh, my God. They want it to come here. They want it to incubate. They're going to blame Trump for a lack of response. They're going to tell you it's not a big deal, it's not communicable, but show you the hysteria so you get scared. You know the media is lying to you. So I've always told the media, if you ever wanted to hurt a candidate, endorse them. Well, it's the same thing. Come out and say it's no big deal 6 weeks ago, but then show the juxtaposed hysteria by the government taking place. People are going to get very unsettled by the mixed messages. And then as the deaths begin to mount, the hysteria begins to mount. And it started about 2 weeks ago, as predicted. Bill Maher, CNN, MSNBC, all praising the virus, saying, oh, I hope it hurts the economy. It's a good price to pay. It's worth it. These are quotes. Incredible statements. And now it's just a steady drumbeat. And the left has fully embraced it and says it's going to destroy America, that they've always hated. And they've got big Reuters polls out last Friday that coronavirus beliefs split along party lines. Republicans believe it's not a big deal. Democrats believe it's the end of America because it's what they want. It's their ethos. So whether, again, the virus is super deadly or not, the hype is 100% real. Just like you fire a firearm off and it by the feet of a cow, and it gets a big herd of cows to get scared, and they start running. And once a herd of cows starts running, it'll run through fences, it'll run across roads, it'll run over people, and they'll just run right off the edge of a cliff. In fact, go to YouTube. There's even famous black and white footage of cattle stampedes, real ones, where they're just cows just flying off the edge of a cliff. Walruses will stampede. You name it. A lemming stampede. Humans stampede. So whether there's a danger to the cows or not, they're scared. A backfire off a truck makes one cow get scared. It hits another cow with its horn. That cow bolts. And all the cows know is, hey, a bunch of other cows are scared and are bolting. And they know, cows know, a couple hundred cows running at them is dangerous, so they just turn and start running with the herd. Because they're not leaders. They're a prey animal. Now, you don't see tigers and lions and bears or killer whales getting stampeded. You don't see advanced species that are the top of the food chain getting spooked. You can have a pride of lions, and there's 100 hyenas, and there's 5 or 6 lions, and they've all got their quadrant, and they're taking care of what they're doing. And even if a bunch of hyenas come in at one, they're going to maintain the perimeter, and like soldiers all line up with their asses together, and they're all in sync because they're a predator. They're not for dinner. And they hold the line like the 300 at Gallipoli against the 50,000 Persians. Because they're not getting spooked, and they're not backing down, and they're not running, and they're going to keep fighting until they die. Most wars are not won because the overwhelming force actually defeated the enemy. It's because you panic the enemy and make them drop their weapons and run. And that's what the Greeks would say, the Spartans would say, the women would say when the men were leaving, come home with your shields are on them. And if you go back to the history books, if the men actually ever ran, when they got back, everyone would shun them. No one would talk to them. They would just have to commit suicide or, you know, leave. But nobody turned and run because that was the culture. You didn't do it. But the women said, come home. They said the women would say to their sons, especially when they first come off the battle at like age 15, you come home with the shields are on them. Which means you don't drop your weapons and you don't back down and you don't get panicked. And that means you get prepared. It means you get ready. There's a big Mother Jones article out attacking us saying, Jones sells supplements that he claims protect you against coronavirus. They've got fake quotes, everything. They reported this to the government, trying to get us in trouble. And they play on people's ignorance and say, well, these aren't FDA approved. No supplement is FDA approved. It's in a separate category. They know that, but they play this game like, Jones is selling illegal weed or something, or, you know, Jones is selling bathtub meth. They play on this garbage. But the truth is, we showed you the documents from the Pentagon and from A&M saying nano silver of this type is known to kill viruses. That's a fact. You go to the hospitals now, they've got all this nano silver product, the same ones we sell. Yeah, 25 years ago, they tried to ban nano silver and colloidal silver. That's a precursor of it. It's like a Model T, you know, versus a brand new high-tech car. But still the same thing. And so they're going, oh, look, he's selling silver. Yeah, Walmart just ordered 3 million frickin' bottles of the same stuff. They went to the company we made it with and said, we want it and got it. They won't have it for months. We've got it right now. The 18-wheeler arrives tomorrow from Colorado. But you lose, left. Trying to act like it's weird and it's bad to say if there's not a vaccine for this, and the vaccines are deadly anyways most of the time, then why wouldn't you take vitamin D? They're like, oh, and he also sells fish oil. Oh, my God. I mean, any moron, your medical doctor will tell you that you want to take fish oil, whether you're a child or an old man or a woman, for everything. It's incredible. You want high-end fish oil. I mean, it's just like, Jones sells fish oil. What a kook. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, he sells wound cream. You know, he claims that, you know, it's funny, though. A lot of stuff we sell is not even in the supplement class. It's actually FDA. For over-the-counter, we just private label it. This is the strongest silver you can get over-the-counter. This isn't even a plug. I was talking about this. The strongest silver you get over-the-counter, American Nanotech Company puts it out. We private label it. Do not ingest this. It kills germs for a reason. It's nasty stuff. The point is that it's much weaker level and good at that level in the toothpaste and the skin cream, all the rest of it. But the idiot leftists are so anti-human and so anti-everything. They're not just, you know, creating new national holidays. The Democrats are for abortion. Oh, wait till I cover that. They literally don't want you to know about silver that God gave us. I mean, these people are sick, but no one listens to them anymore.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Transparent. There is no longer any doubt. The whole globalist corporate model with the EU, the UN, the Chi-Coms, the leftists in the United States and North America has been in total crisis. They're losing every major election, and the global economy was coming back under real free trade and free market reforms. America was leading the way. The century of not America, but of American ideals expanding. 1776 worldwide was on track for absolute success. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning and I spent hours just sitting in a chair in the kitchen, drinking a cup of coffee, over an hour. Not answering the phone, not reading news, but really deeply dwelling, cogitating as a cogitator on the portends and the information we know and the tea leaves. And I'm going to lay it out right now. It is an engineered man-made bioweapon. That's confirmed. They don't want that discussed because that's their Achilles heel. It's been deployed. It has a low kill rate, 2% or so with the elderly. That's super bad. Maybe 0.25%, 0.5% general public, still a big deal, still want to get prepared for that. People that are, you know, talking about the worst-end scenarios, like Mike Adams, very reasonable. You need somebody to, you know, look at it from that perspective to then form the dialectic and figure out the synthesis of what's really going on. As a roadmap to understand the new data as we get it, to look at it from all spectrums. That's multiple dimension, third dimensional, fourth dimension thinking. But it's clear they released it and they're studying it ahead of a more powerful weapon to come, perhaps in the same family, they'll claim it's a mutation, in the next 6 months. This is a priming beta test to see if we'll lock down, to see how we'll behave with a 0.5% or a 2% death rate. And then, if we prostrate ourselves and freak out and lemmingize off the edge of cliffs, they're going to release a bigger bioweapon months before the election that will then be replicating into hysteric levels and killing 3, 4, 5, 10% of those that get hit with it. But the globalists aren't going to test their whole global system with something huge up front. They're going to beta test it. That's the way the corporates operate. So they've taken baby steps with the SARS and the Ebola and all of it that they've been souping up and releasing. And now they give you something that does spread really fast. They hold back how many people are infected so that when the testing kits finally come out and you find out, oh, my God, most of us have it, it creates a giant hysteria, but then the system is there to save us and tell us what it is we've got to do to protect ourselves. This is a domestication, indoctrination program. And everybody already knows that, but if you quantify it, that it's man-made, that it's been released, that you've had concerted big tech and authoritarian countries and others all synergistically off the same sheet of music, and who are they saying is bad, even when he agrees with them at some points. Early on, Trump was just trying to be a team player, had no idea how bad this really was, how serious their treachery is, and they turn around and go, oh, you said Xi Jinping did a great job. You said, but now you messed up, you did bad, what's coming is your fault. So I'll tell President Trump, I was already saying this about 3 weeks ago, that I thought there'd be other strains, that this was a cover for something bigger. And now I'm sure of it, and now we see them saying that. So they're priming the pump. They always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And let me just tell everybody, if you're not getting chills, you're crazy. Everybody doesn't need the media to scare them to want to go out and get food and get guns and get ready. Because this is, whoa, I just got the biggest chill I've ever had. I mean, like, when I'm on target, man, the Holy Spirit is just like, bzz, and I'm like, yo, boy, we're on the over the target. Beyond the veil, the spirit world, God's saying, that's it. That's it. That's it. This is what the globalists are doing. We know what it is. This is an attack. But so you need to get not hysterical. You need to get right with God. You need to tell everybody that it's a staged event. And you need to then take action by spreading the word to others so people understand that this is an attack on our markets. It's an attack on our confidence. It's an attack on the fact that the whole globalist system is falling apart. Now, I'm going to come back into the details of the coronavirus and some other things, but I do just want to remind all of you that anything I promote is what I really believe is the best thing that needs to be done. So let me just show TV viewers, since Mother Jones is demonizing us in a very deceptive formulaic piece where they show other people that the FDA has gotten mad at who have made claims and violated FDA regulations. The FDA says they don't regulate supplements, but then they'll come after you if you say you need water to live or sunshine's good for you or you've got to have vitamin C to live or you've got to have oxygen. If you don't have oxygen in 4 minutes, you die. Seriously, they say you cannot say oxygen is good. Well, you know what? I have a First Amendment. I'm going to do it. Okay? But I'm not joking, by the way, because Big Pharma does not want to compete with what Mother Nature's given us and what God's given us. Okay, babies don't need formula, they need mother's milk. Well, the FDA doesn't want you saying that. Well, piss up a rope. Because they want everything to be artificial and it's political. Because big corporations control the FDA and they control the left. But more and more, they've lost. 25 years ago, FDA said colloidal silver's bad, silver's horrible. All you know, the hospitals, 10 years ago, they'd all adopted it. Because it works. So, I want to show listeners and viewers a couple things, and we're going to break here. But I just want to show you the type of research I do before I even talk about stuff on air. Dr. McCann, shot, please. Vaso Beach just got back in stock today. 40% off, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what does nitrous oxide do in the immune response? Here's a major study. You can look it up for yourself. There's a study. Look it up. About what it does boosting the entire system. It's incredible. There's a bunch of these studies. It's role in immunity. All these other big scientific studies. Nitrous oxide, immune system, it's just all there. The role of nitrous oxide, the regulation of adaptive immune responses. It's a super charger. We have a super concentrated beet extract. One of the strongest you're going to find out there at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not just good for your heart and vascular systems. It's good for the cells. It's back in stock, 40% off. This is the type of thing I'm giving my children because you can give them a lot of it. Or just go to the store and boil some beets. You'll get a lot of the good stuff. It's not concentrated like this. And this is a cold process. Boiling them makes them tastier. But boy, I love beets, but it's not as good for you. Also, we have the whole line of NanoSilver. Oh, look, here's the University of A&M Confidential with Homeland Security talking about this NanoSilver and Andrew von Eckenbach, MD, Commissioner of Food and Drug Administration, Department of the Army, and their findings that the American Biotech Labs takes out the SARS corona family of viruses. Well, of course NanoSilver does. It knocks it all out. Doesn't mean it might not still get into you and take you over, but when it makes contact with it, boom, and it's in our toothpaste. We'll be right back. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hell has frozen over. And I'm sure they'll make amends for it by going back to lying, as they're already doing in many other areas. CNN came out and told the truth about me, at least partially. So I'm going to hit that just because it's so interesting, and it's a larger perspective, a keyhole into a larger world. And then I'm going to get into the giant developments, the ultra-massive developments on the coronavirus front here in just a moment. But first, look at this CNN headline. InfoWars Alex Jones accused of DWI. Thousands of newspapers, every TV channel that you randomly check, because the globalists hate me, they use the CIA Mockingbird program. I've had former high-level CIA operatives who ran propaganda for the State Department on Pachinik, saying, no, they're using Mockingbird against you, and Obama is still in control of it. Everyone else is saying, I was arrested for DWI, I committed a DWI. Even other CNN headlines say, Alex Jones gets DWI. But this one CNN headline says Alex Jones accused of DWI. And I didn't know they changed the Texas policy. I guess at the state level, it's not a law, but if you admit that you've drank, they take you to jail. So you either don't ever drink again, like a one beer, two beers at a restaurant, or just lie to them. I said, yeah, about 2 hours ago, I had a part of a small bottle of sake, not the little tiny bottle, not the big bottle, the little medium-sized bottle of my wife. And they found out, they went and checked and everything and found out it's true. It's all, I can't believe the investigation they did. But I guess I am well-known, that's why they did it. Like, what's the name of that place? I'm like, well, it's this place. And they get me to the jail, they test me 30 minutes later, and it's below the legal limit. That means I wasn't driving while intoxicated, except the state law says unless you couldn't walk the tightrope, stand on one leg with it extended with your toe down for 10 seconds, almost no one can do that. Everybody knows it's a fraud. I passed one of the tests, failed two of the tests. I did a better job with adrenaline that night than trying to do it. One of my security guys that's a registered, trained former police officer, you know, in DWIs, he knows I'm frontwards and backwards. He can do it like a Prussian war horse, you know, they can prance and everything just perfectly. But most of the police can't do it. The police officer was showing me how to do the extend the foot in front of you, point the toe down. He couldn't do it for 3 seconds. He goes, oh, my belt wasn't, he was real embarrassed about it. I'm like, come on, dude. He's like a young former military guy, nice guy, but it's designed so you can't do it. But now, I've said I'm never drinking again, and I can go a year, 4 months, as long as, you know, I've gone as a year years ago. I'm just done, because they're not going to have that power over me in the system. Because now, you tell the cops, yeah, I had a half bottle of sake, a small bottle a couple hours ago. I later learned from people at the jail, deputies off record and others, they said, dude, you say that, you're going to jail. And because of lawyers and the rest of it, they don't do the breathalyzers in the field anymore. They do it at the jail. It was all this big scientific machine, had me do it over and over again, and she looked at him and was like, and then they took me in still, because once you're already arrested, you get booked, and of course it's going to get dropped. I've already talked to my lawyers, one of the top lawyers just so happens on DWIs in Austin. But that's not the issue here. The issue is that every other channel, including CNN, and they've got other false headlines, say that I've been convicted or I've been indicted or that it's been proven. A DWI is, in Texas, 0.8. I wasn't 0.8. I was below that. But even that's crazy. It used to be 30 years ago, 1.5. That's like a six-pack for an average person. In a couple hours. And yeah, you probably shouldn't be driving, done that. But how do you have bars and restaurants everywhere where you go out to brunch on a Sunday? Yeah, I'll have a mimosa or two. I don't even get a buzz off that. It kind of relaxes you a little bit. Maybe you feel it. If you're a big guy like me, I mean, I don't even feel it. My wife drinks it. Yeah, she might get, you know. So it's the unified propaganda of the media that every major channel, every major newspaper is Jones had a DWI. But CNN actually, in a report, one of those little slideshow reports, got it right and said, I'm accused of a DWI. Because that's what that is. And they keep lowering the limit. Some states, I heard, have gone down to 0.6. For the average weight, I looked this up, that's a beer and a half or a tall beer. You can't drink a beer and leave a restaurant. So I think it's time, I'm serious, to either change these laws and raise the level, or you can't sell alcohol
out of a restaurant and I'm trying to hurt restaurants. I'm just saying you can't sit there and let somebody drink a half a bottle of a small wine bottle and then you can't drive. And now they've got all these electronic testers coming out that know if you've had marijuana or anything else. Folks, it needs to be reckless driving. If someone's swerving, if someone's driving erratically, and that's observed, you pass laws, and then if they're on something, it's reckless driving while impaired. But the idea that you're doing nothing wrong, well, you're 5 miles over in the speed limit, Jones, and we're going to, did you drink anything? Yeah, a couple hours ago. And because I told the truth now, I went to jail. And when they breathalyzed me, they found out I wasn't lying to them. Do you think I'm going to go and get behind the wheel of a car and have a high alcohol level? I can't say in my lifetime I haven't done that before, but certainly not these days. And certainly, I mean, I went again 4 months just last year not drinking a damn drop. And I can tell you, that's the case now. I was already taking next week off. I'll call on the show some, but I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to go hiking. I'm going to spend some time with the children. And I'm going to be so free of it that I'm never going to drink again. Because there's obviously a big target painted on my back. You know, I don't blame this deputy. I'm not sure, quite sure why he did it. Because, I mean, I did a good job on the sobriety tests. I mean, he just kept going and going and going. Like, he'd have the pen on it for like 30 seconds. He'd go, oh, well, it wasn't my eye fluttering. I'm not going to sit there and look at your stupid pen for 30 seconds in one position. I've been up since 4 a.m. I've done all day work, took care of my kids. I've been gone out and eaten. And then that's what happens in America. But the border's wide open and the illegal aliens can run people over and shoot people and commit crimes. And the sanctuary cities won't even arrest them and won't even give them to ICE. But because I'm a citizen and I work hard and all the rest of it, I have a legal level of alcohol in my body and I still have been, quote, charged. Now, it's going to get dismissed, obviously, but that's how they leave this discretion in of, oh, well, you didn't walk the tightrope right. But again, CNN, let's roll this minute and a half little piece. Part of the slideshow, I'll talk over it. It's telling the partial truth. InfoWars founder, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, arrested in Texas and charged with driving while intoxicated. Jones, 46, spoke out on his show saying he was unfairly arrested. And then they got a clip of where I talk about it in my show. The alcohol level, and of course, they went and got the file. That's exactly what I said. And again, who knows how they're going to calibrate these machines? They had me blow and blow and blow. Innocent Alex Jones arrested for DWI and was below the legal limit. And he goes on to say, I did do that, and the fact that you can also fail the sobriety test, which again is a total fraud. And they go on to say, even if you don't have the alcohol in your blood, if you can't walk a tightrope, you're going to jail. I did walk the tightrope. Later I learned you're supposed to not pivot around if you do the 10 steps. You're supposed to do little baby steps around. So that's the type of games the system plays. And it's up to us to change the laws. I'm not going to blame the cops. I'm not going to blame the TSA that our borders are wide open, but they're groping little kids ding-dongs. I'm going to blame the American people for not taking our government back and changing all this. And I want these laws changed. And I want real drunk drivers prosecuted. I don't want innocent people that go out to a restaurant and have two beers or whatever thrown in jail. I'm done talking about it. But why is it such a huge, it's as big as the coronavirus. It's everywhere. It's on the front of the papers. Because it's about demonizing me so you don't listen to what I have to say. Oh, that's that drunk guy. That's that guy that's got a DWI. That's that guy that doesn't have his kids. I have my kids full time. But it's all lies. But here's the good news. You know they're a pack of liars. And that's the good news. InfoWars.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Globalist hysteria is huge to bring down the economy, to bring down President Trump. They're now announcing other more deadly strains of it. After they beta test how much they can scare the public, that I believe they probably already released, and so you should get ready. I'm going to get into this news here in a moment, but first, we have a whole line of products that are known and documented through ancient custom and research and studies to be really good for your body and boost your immune system. And we have the DNA Force Plus now back in stock. It is, again, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more that cleans out the mitochondria, that just does so much for your entire body. It's amazing. Then we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that has the highest level curcuminoid of any other brand we know. It's curcuminoid extract with other natural ingredients that are known to boost this amazing antioxidant that also goes after inflammation and so much more. The benefits of turmeric are known. This is a critical thing for adults and children. Then we have the Super Silver hyaluronic acid skin cream with vitamins and minerals that helps your skin and creates that barrier against viruses and bacteria. And then, of course, we also have the Super Silver toothpaste with the nano patented silver. And I'm not going to sit here and go into a long discussion about the patented nano silver, but it has been approved over the counter in the Super Silver wound gel that is for topical. This is the strongest silver you're going to find over the counter. This is what hospitals use for the American Nanotech Company. We are blessed to be able to private label it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And Mother Jones got it wrong. They said we're raising prices during this crisis. We've actually lowered the prices or kept them the same. These products are 40 to 50% off right now, even though the toothpaste is very close to selling out. So take advantage of that today, again, at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And VasoBeats, that also is so good for your immune system and boosts your nitrous oxide. Look that up at Immunity. That is back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. So thank you all for your support, and thank you for supporting your own health and immune system during this critical time. Okay. Let's get into it. Here's what's going on. A lot of you can tell we got a lot of things happening. And I got, for whatever you see in the news against InfoWars, believe it, that there's usually 10 times or more that going on below the surface. We are under siege. And I love it. I love it. People are like, why are you so excited with all the bad stuff happening? You're on every channel saying you are the scum of the earth. These are the pedophile protectors. The whole corporate media, the New York Times, ABC News, they covered up Jeffrey Epstein. They covered up all the pedophile rings. They covered up pure evil. I am so blessed that the trash of the planet, the criminals of all time, are attacking me. What? This is amazing. And I'm glad they're lying about us, because that's who they are. And they're the ones that are saying Trump's had a horrible response. They're the ones saying the virus is super ultra deadly and everything should be shut down, whether, again, the virus is as bad as they say or not. Because this is their response to the nation state and globalism being defeated and globalism being in so much trouble. And if the world wakes up to that, we'll shrug off the deaths of 1%, 2%. It's been released, it's man-made, but the globalists wanted us off air by now because they wanted you shut up, because they're never going to get away, never, with the fact that it's man-made and major universities confirmed it, and it's obviously man-made, and people couldn't believe they'd release it when it was man-made. They thought, well, it must be an accident. No, they just think we're all dumb and just release a man-made virus so they know what it's going to do. It's already been tested in the laboratory. And now CNN, all of them are celebrating to bring down the president and bring on America. I mean, here's another clip. I mean, there's like 10 or 15 clips of red. I can't even play them all. Here's a clip of the Democrats openly saying how coronavirus can help Democrats. We're going to play that and then show you the hysteria now setting in America. Here it is.
We've also never seen a situation like this, certainly modern times, in terms of a potential pandemic influencing the next couple of months in a way that's kind of hard to even imagine. I mean, obviously, there's the difference on healthcare between Sanders and Biden. But if, you know, if hospitals are overwhelmed, if, you know, the military is called in, if
there's
people
no rallies,
are, you know, triaged in school gymnasiums on respirators or whatever, however bad it may get, let's hope it doesn't.
Nothing makes you appreciate a functional government like a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
yes, I've always said that.
Yeah, no.
Back it up 10 seconds, please. Andrew Yang, nothing makes you appreciate a functioning government. Oh, like communist China and like Italy. And now when Trump doesn't just want to shut everything down and join hysteria, it's his fault. And let's continue.
I've always said that.
Yeah, no, that's
you're right. I mean, none of us, there's very few people who have seen what happens when a society, has the potential to really burst at the seams.
Yes. Biden's argument has been about sort of a return to moral normalcy, but it's also going to begin to look like a return to competence. Because Trump and the Republicans have been running the government in sort of an anti-government frame, which is not what you want when you're dealing with a health crisis. And we all know when Joe becomes our president, he's going to bring back many of the Obama alums who are really, really competent and technocratic, and that there's going to be real hunger for that in the days to come among many, many Americans if the coronavirus crisis continues to grow.
A hunger for technocratic rule. That's direct Bilderberg. I mean, I remember 20 years ago getting secret Bilderberg documents that people gave me out of National Archives of U.S. Senators and, like, getting death threats from the Pentagon over it. But now they just, well, Bloomberg's a technocrat. Computers will run your life that we program. So you just heard that. They're going to use it. They are using it. He's got a sign on his chest. He's not even wearing an American flag. It says math. But that's the math he programs. That's the math he controls. And, oh, Trump is bad. Just like a month ago, he didn't want Chinese flights coming in. He was bad then, too. So they're gearing this up to wreck America, activate their riot squads, activate their Antifa. It's all clear. So the debate about how deadly it is, that isn't even an issue now. The issue is it's hyped to bring down the economy and to terrorize everybody, and they're going to use every institution they can. The Council on Foreign Relations has canceled an event on coronavirus. Last time I checked, the Dow's down 1,000 points today. This is the globalists flexing their muscles, making their move, and they're not even hiding it. They're out in the open saying this will defeat Trump. So you wonder what they do when all the other frauds, the Russiagate, the rest of it failed. You wondered what they would do. Well, now you know what they do. The Dow's down 1,176 points. They would praise authoritarian states that launched the attack, and then say the country that's been at war with China politically and economically is the bad guy. Unbelievable. That article's at Infowars.com about the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, this is not a spectator sport. You don't spread the links, the dog don't hunt. But I don't think this is going to work as well. We're going to get the word out. We're going to expose it. We're going to get ready for the virus. But we're going to really get ready for the civil unrest they're trying to trigger into the election year. You want election meddling by Chi-Coms and the leftists and the CFR and the CIA? And don't worry, once Biden's in, the Obama people will be back. You know, we got presidency of Obama, his third term. That's what this is. That's why he's a placeholder that can't even talk, because he'll step down to appoint who they want. That's it. Now, let's go to this next clip. This is Tennessee. Very shameful behavior by the great folks in Tennessee, but Texans act just as hysterical now. Very, very sad. And this is parents wear garbage bags, spray students disinfected after coronavirus scare. This is what hysteria looks like. But the border's wide open. Don't worry about that. Don't block that. That's bad. And the airplanes are still flying in. But let's just run around, you know, it's like leaving your doors open at night but holding a gun on your kids to make sure they don't rob you. Here it is.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick. And don't nobody want to take their virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
I wiped my shoes and backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure did. Gave them gloves. Sure did.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis.
Some took... The scripting's back up 10 seconds. The scripting's all the same. The scripting's all the same. And you just come in contact, and the Republicans go along with this too. Let's continue.
Some took more extreme measures.
Two garbage bags. My shoes are turning loose. Two sacks.
No sack. Leaders with the Shelby County Health Department say this is not necessary because it's a very low-risk situation for students. Still, family members tell me they don't want their kids in school.
It's messed up. The flu came to more folks in Daniel, so what's up? We're going to die anyway.
So this is the hysteria, and we can laugh at it all day. It's going to get a lot worse, folks, so get ready. But no, spread the word it's man-made. Spread the word the Chi-Com's launched it. Spread the word the left.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.